Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. This is Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and we are so very pleased to have you join us for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. We have been on a bit of a hiatus for the past month or so, and our reason for that, of course, is that we wanted to just take a little time out for us to regroup, enjoy the new year, plan for the new year. 2017 has started off with a huge bang for us, and we just wanted to get all of our ducks in a row, so to speak, and prepare. So we are so very excited, as we have been for each and every week. We're on a new night, a new time. So Sunday, 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7 Central Standard Time. Of course, if you're on the East Coast, it's from 7 to 8. And if you are West Coast, then it's from 4 until 5. So we're just pleased to be here. We enjoy being able to bring this show to you. And for those of you who are tuning in for the very, very first time, we just want to offer you a sincere welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so glad that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. Again, for those who are not familiar with us, Walking Into a New Life's mission is to provide tangible resources for individuals who have been affected by domestic violence. One of the biggest things that I have really wanted to hone in on as it relates to domestic abuse is that we often tell people to leave, but we don't always provide the resources that they need. And so that's our specific mission, is to make sure that you are connected with those resources that will help you not only to leave, but do it in a safe way, in a safe environment, and then to stay. We don't want you to just leave. We want you to stay in an environment that's going to be conducive of a healthy, happy, holistically profitable life. So having said that, just know that Boots on the Ground is one of the pieces that we use in order to be able to reach a listening audience around the globe, to be able to share stories, resources, and not just focus on domestic violence. Now, our particular organization, Walking Into a New Life, is our primary focus deals with that. In addition, we also work on things like social media in order to be able to reach the masses and discuss our issues, problems, and concerns. But we do a lot of intersections of domestic violence. We talk about survivor stories. We offer relocation assistance. We offer flexible spending cards. And our biggest piece that I'm so glad to be able to share with you all is about our microenterprise development. So individuals who are wanting to start their own business have the opportunity to be able to do that. So a lot of good things that we're working on, the signature programs that we're going to continue, like our pamphlet support day for victims, survivors, and advocates. And we will get into more about that as the show progresses. But I did want those of you who are new to us to know a little bit about who we are and what we do, and then talk about Boots on the Ground and how it came into existence. We wanted to be able to provide a platform for individuals, businesses, organizations who may not always get the opportunity to speak and to share, to talk about what they do. So while domestic violence is our primary focus, we also recognize that there are people who work in every social cause, from breast cancer to working with our youth, bullying, child-related issues, human trafficking. We have people who work in reproductive justice, economic justice and empowerment, women's issues, men's issues. So this is about social causes. This is about holistic health and healing in the areas that matter to you. And so I am just so pleased to have you join us and to be able to share with you who our special guest is. She is no stranger to Boots on the Ground, Blog Talk Radio Show, but she's also no stranger to us as Walking Into a New Life and just working in the community as a whole. I am so personally and professionally blessed to be connected to this young lady. I have never seen a young woman work as hard. She is by far one of the hardest working women I have ever encountered when it comes to issues related to our young women. And I love, 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 did I say love, their program. She is very dear to my heart. Their organization is very dear to me, and I just could not think of a better person, a better organization for us to start our show back than having her to come back on our show and be able to share about all of the wonderful things that they're doing. So without further ado, let me present to some and introduce to others none other than the Executive Director of Beautiful Spirited Women, Mrs. Crystal Chapman. So Crystal, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ms. Joyce Cowles. I am so happy and blessed to be here on today.
Thank you for agreeing to come back and talk with us. So I'm just going to allow you at this time to just jump right in. Some of our listeners are familiar with you to a degree, and then we have some new people online who may not know who you are. So at this time, just feel free to just share a little bit about who you are personally, and then jump right on into BSW. So the floor is yours.
All right. Hi, listeners. My name is Crystal Clark Chapman. I am the founder and director of Beautiful Spirited Women Nonprofit Teen Mentoring Program, located in Memphis, Tennessee. I am a wife, a mother of three, and a sister, a daughter, a niece, and everything that you can think of as far as being family-oriented. I started BSW in 2010 of November, and it was actually a voice that I heard none other than God. Right after Bible class, I was just sitting in the bed writing and looking at my notes, and I began to write these letters BSW, and I didn't know what BSW stood for, so I began to ask him, "What does this mean? What is it that these words mean, or these letters mean?" And to backtrack, I was at a place in my life where, by me having an undergrad in business finance, business management, and also a master's in business administration, I knew that there was something else that I was supposed to be doing, but I just couldn't put my finger on it. I just couldn't figure out what it was. So, of course, I did ask my Heavenly Father, what is it there else do you need me to do, or what else do I supposed to be doing? And those letters just appeared on my piece of paper, and I began to trace over those letters, and they just became, darker and darker and darker. And I'm like, Lord, what is this? What is this? So as clear as day, I wrote out Beautiful Spirited Women, just clear as day. And I'm like, Lord, what is this? What is it that you want me to do? Like, what is this? And just, words came out. He wanted me to gather as many women as I can that has a heart for teenage girls that will love to make a difference in their community. And we all know that that is a cliche statement, because a lot of times they say when you get a group of women together, there's mess, there's drama, and negativity. But I knew that there was something else, or calling he had on this ministry, and I knew that he was not going to let that happen. And even if it did happen, it was not going to last long. But I look back on that day, and it will be 7 years ago, which is a blessing. And, of course, seven means complete. So I feel like after this 7 year that whatever comes our way will be full of blessings on top of blessings. So I feel like our hard part is over with. So I feel like after this seventh year, everything will come to us supernatural. We won't have to ask. We won't have to, feel like we're struggling, which we're not. But I feel like he put us through this test for these past 7 years just to see if we can fight for the youth in our community, especially the girls in our community. So that's part of how BSW started. So that's a brief history of how BSW started.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for providing that to us. As I said, I know that there are some listeners on who are somewhat familiar, but I always feel like it's good to give that history and documentation to support what you do and why you started doing it. know, a couple of things that you mentioned that I feel like are very good points to hone in on just a little bit more. And number one, when you started, which is 20 for me, I will say that when I met you, I honestly thought your organization had been around much longer. I dare not say that I would have said maybe 2017, you know, 2003, 2004, 2000, not 2010. So you actually started around the time that we did, walking into a fight. I'm so glad that you allowed that inner voice, that you paid attention to it. And, you know, my husband and I, we often talk about that, how we are, you know, we're told or tapped on the shoulder, so to speak, about doing certain things. And sometimes we adhere to it. Sometimes it's like, oh, well, I'll get to that later. And it comes back and something else will happen. It's like, wow, I wish that I had gone on ahead and just paid attention and just followed through. So I'm so glad that you did, because I know that when I've done it and I've been obedient to that inner floodgates of blessings and opportunities begin to open simply because I was obedient. So just you sharing that bit, I think that is so important for people to understand. You know, sometimes we don't understand why we're being led to do a certain thing. So I just want to encourage people as you're listening, just be obedient. Just be obedient to that inner voice. There's a reason. Absolutely. Yes. And then also what you said about the group of women being together, I definitely understand that. I do want to share that on yesterday, a good friend of mine who has been on our show in the very beginning, and we're actually going to have her back on the show. Her name is Cheryl Christ. And she hosts an event every October and every March, and it's the Sister Girl Brunch. And her event was actually yesterday for March. And it was a Shiro theme. So I know you have seen it on Facebook. And
I wish I was there.
Yes, you would have enjoyed it. So I want you to plan for October, and those of you who
are
listening, plan for October 7th, I believe. But we will have her on the show, so she will be talking about that in greater detail. But I wanted to bring that into the conversation because one of the things that she strives so hard to do is to make sure that people understand, women understand, that we can come together, that we can network, that we can have a good time, that we can learn from each other and establish healthy relationships as women, and that it is so key that we do that. And so her programs are always fun and engaging, and this year we dressed up. So I was Tina Turner this year, and I had the best time. And that was the one thing that was not in the room. The positive energy was in the room. So I never felt, you know, that there was competition, that somebody was going, ooh, what does she have on? Or why does she do this? And
why does
she
look like this? And why she...
Absolutely, absolutely. So we as women have to do that and be consistent in that, so that as we're working with our young ladies, they can see us as examples on what to do, what not to do, and how they can interact with each other. And I think that's one of the reasons that I love your program as much as I do, because I see that, and I see how hard you all work together for that as leaders. So those young ladies don't have any choice but to adhere to that because you're giving them something positive.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I just wanted to share that. So if you would, tell our listening audience then about BSW, the programs that you offer, the age group, just however you want to present that. This time to share with them about who you all are and the different services and programs that you provide.
Yes. Okay, so of course we all know that BSW did start 7 years ago, November the 10th of 2010. But prior to that, we actually were in the community and partnering with other organizations, but as far as the established date, That's when BSW was, you know, formed and founded and put into place for the community to know who we are. But BSW does offer free monthly sessions for Beautiful Spirited Cupcakes, which is ages 4 to 11. And then we have our teen girls, which is ages 12 to 19. And then we also have Beautiful Spirited Women, which is ages 20 and up. So we are trying to start as early as our little girls so they can do the stair steps and learning the importance of becoming a woman and being positive and being productive, you know, in their life. So we're trying to grow entrepreneurs. We're trying to show them the right direction to go, because as a teenager growing up, if there were programs around like, you know, BSW, You Can, Heal the Hood Foundation, all these youth programs, you know, when I was growing up, and we had programs like this, and we probably did, but the resources probably wasn't there, or the programs were so expensive for the parents to be able to afford. But if we had the resources that we had, I feel like that a lot of us will be further in life, or, you know, far more better in life with different resources and programs. But I feel like we have the opportunity now to make a difference in our youth today, so when they get our age, they will say, hey, I was a part of this ministry. I was a part of, you know, BSW. They helped us with this. They assist us with this. So that's the type of stories that we want our future to, you know, tell to their, you know, upcoming youth when they get in our position. So, but our organization has partnered with so many organizations in the city of Memphis, just to name a few. We have partnered with Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, Green Dot Public School Systems, United Way, Food Bank, Family Outreach Ministry, St. Jude, Meals on Wheels, Welcome to New Life, of course. So we have, you know, been moving around, and we have partnered also with other youth ministries as well and churches. So we are no stranger, like you said, in Memphis. We still there are still parts in Memphis that don't know about BSW, but one day the entire nation will know about BSW. It is in Seven. Yes, exactly. We are in seven other different cities, serving cities. We just became a serving chapter in Clarksville, Tennessee. So we just opened up a new chapter. So we now have 8 serving cities. And to name those, Jackson, Tennessee. Thank you. Jackson, Tennessee, Springfield, Tennessee, Freeport, Illinois, Mississippi, of course, Memphis, Tennessee, Miami, Florida, and Houston, Texas. So we have been traveling to the different cities trying to get the programs up and running so we can try to touch every youth, teenager, girl that we see in those communities as well. So that is just a, you know, brief history of what, you know, our organization consists of as of today.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. I know that you have been moving around and expanding. I didn't realize that you had expanded that much. That is phenomenal.
Thank you.
And, you know, for those of you who are just tuning in, my name is Joyce Kyles. I'm the Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. We thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. I love hosting this show and going to get to you every week. So for those that are just tuning in for the first time, again, I want to say welcome to you. We are on a new night, a new time, and I couldn't be happier about the guest that we have on the show with us today, Mrs. Crystal Chapman. She is just a wonderful person, a beautiful person inside and out. She is the founder of Beautiful Spirited Women. Oh, I truly mean that. You are so welcome. She just does a lot and has a real passion for the work. Her spirit and her energy, it resonates upon meeting her. So you just can't help but to love her. You can't help but want to be a part of what she and the women that she works with, what they're doing. She really works with these young ladies to help them to be the very best that they can be. And again, if you're just tuning in, she just announced that they actually have chapters around the country. So we want to help as much as we possibly can to spread the word about the work that they're doing and how you can help. So we're going to get to that section in just a moment. But what I do want to do right now, Crystal, is for you to tell us a little bit about a couple of upcoming programs that you have, starting with the Teen Girls Explosion. I'm really, really happy to see that happening for you all. So please let our listening audience know about that event, and then I want you to talk about the event that you have coming up in May.
So we have our first annual Weekend BSW Teen Explosion. Third time is a charm. We've been trying to plan this for three times, and, of course, the third time is a charm. So this will be our third planning it, and it's going to happen. So this Saturday coming up, we will be at Furley High School, and we have about 60 girls. It's actually a private event only because we want the teen girls to focus. So we're trying to keep every distraction we can from around them. So we want to keep it at a minimum to a point where just the teen coordinators, the workshop hosts, the panelists, and the teen girls are just around. So we want them to, be focused. But it's going to be a fun day. We have a workshop set up. They're going to do a talent show. We have a Memphis Prince and Tigerettes from Bring It, Majorette show.
Oh,
they're going to be there. We have live performance from Karita Cole. She is a gospel hip-hop artist. She's going to be there. And we have the comedian Miss Vivacious. She's one of the national, I call her the national known First Lady in Memphis comedian. She's going to host she's going to host the Teen Explosion. We got Dr. Brenda Cartwell. She's going to close us out with her great anointing that she has. And we're just going to have a blast with the girls. But the girls will be set up in different classrooms. They're going to be talking about building your empire, low self-esteem, high self-esteem, self-confidence. They're going to be doing vision boards and all kinds of great things that we know that the teen girls would need. And we will also be live with Sherry's Scott show. She's going to be there, and she's going to be doing live interviews. And we had so many sponsors that poured into our program, and we're going to create a swag bag for all the teens, and it's going to be filled. When I say filled, they're going to be filled with goodies from our sponsors like Main Choice Natural Products, Camille Rose Naturals, we got Miel Organics, we got barbecue balls. We have, so many. It's just so many to name, and I'm so excited to see the girls' face. And we have beautiful leaders in the community that's going to come in and do the workshop host. So we are so excited about that. We also have going on that day as well, our Beautiful Spirited Cupcakes are going to be having their first workshop at the Whitehaven Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. That is a public event for ages 4 to 11. So if you have a daughter or a granddaughter and you want her to participate, just email us at beautifulspiritedwomen@gmail.com and just send us your daughter's name, their age, and your telephone number, and we will be glad to have them as well. So we are excited about, several events that's coming up. And Ms. Joyce, did you want me to talk about the brunch as well?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and then we also have our Sky's the Limit Empowerment Brunch, and it is actually sold out, ladies and gents. I'm so sorry, but we are sold out to the capacity. Yes. We have over 20 vendors from different walks of life. We are going to have a fantastic time. We got two powerful anointing speakers that's going to come in and uplift us and bring us to the place where we need to be as far as stepping out on our purpose in life and not forgetting about self. So this empowerment brunch is for the organization and bringing women who has a heart for youth girls. I always say youth girls because we're going to eventually get our men to step up and form bold-spirited men. That is our new project for our young men because we have so many parents that's in an organization that has young boys, and they want to join. So bold-spirited men will be coming soon, so be on the lookout for that as well. But the Empowerment Brunch is just to bring all the ladies together who has a heart for the youth and do not mind empowering and uplifting and inspiring other women. And while we're doing that, we're going to be giving back to this wonderful organization just by coming together each year. And our color this year is sky blue. So we will be in our different shades of blue, but sky blue will be our primary color, and it's going to be beautiful, and I know it is.
Oh, yes, and I was not able to come last year. And I remember looking at all of the beautiful pictures and hearing about the different comments, you know, the different comments that were made and continue to be made from last year. And so I remember inboxing you and telling you, okay, I missed it last year, but I'm starting early. So I paid early. I have a vendor space early because I was determined to not miss this year. So I would tell you to elaborate more on that for May, but it's already sold out. So listening audience, I just want you to be aware that this event has already sold out for May. So I suggest that you get connected with DSW so that you can plan for this for next year, because last year was just awesome from what I've been told and from all the footage that I saw. So please, please, please make sure that you get connected and keep that particular event in mind so that you can participate for 2018. I do want to go back to what you talked about for the teen girls for, excuse me, this coming Saturday. And is it too late for any young ladies to sign up for the event for this coming Saturday?
Yes, it is. Just due to the us having a private event and being at Fairleigh High School, they have certain restrictions, so we had to cut it off within 30 days of the event. But next year, like we said, it's going to be bigger and better. So next year we're going to start as early as we can to try to network with all the high schools, all the middle schools. So any teachers or principals that's listening on tonight, we will love to network with you and connect with you to try to get every teenage girl signed up, because we had sponsors that sponsor girls who come to this event. And if we get as many sponsors like we did last year, for next year we will have a large amount of teen girls. So, you know, anyone you know that has a teenage girl ages 12 to 19, please send them our way.
Okay, that sounds good. And I do remember you saying, though, that the other event for the cupcake, that is ages 4 to 11. Now, that particular event is going to be at the Whitehaven Library this Saturday from 10 until 12. And, again, Crystal, let our listening audience know how to get in touch with you if they have young ladies in that age group that want to participate.
Yes, and you can email us at beautifulspiritedwomen@gmail.com, and all you need to do is just send in your name, your number, your email address, and your daughter's name and age, or niece, or godchild, or whoever that person may be to you. You just come in at the Whitehaven Library, sign them in. You can stay if you want to, but you can also drop them off and pick them back up by 12 noon. And Ms. Sharia Sharkey will be the director over the cupcakes, so you'll be able to connect with her and talk with her on that day as well.
And Sharia, I know her very well. She is a wonderful person to connect with. So what I'm going to ask is that I know that Crystal said that you all can drop your children off and then come back and pick them up. What I would like to appeal to you all, and Crystal did not ask me this because obviously we are talking this through, but one of the things that I'm really trying to encourage people to do this year is not just drop your children off places, but actually bring them and stay with them and become involved in what they're doing. Even if you can't stay the entire time, just come in long enough to meet with, you know, some of the leaders, the teachers, the mentors, and just get connected on that level. Even if you can't stay, it's important to the children to see you interacting, but it's also important to us as leaders to see you engaged and talking with us. You get to know our faces. We know your faces. And so we appreciate that you trust us enough to leave your loved ones with us. But we also, you know, we want you to come in and talk with us a few minutes, engage, and let us talk with you and see your face again. See your face, let you see ours, and just start that engagement. I just think that that's so important. So, again, she did not ask me to give that plug. I just know that that's something that I have listened to young people speak on in the past. That, you know, my mama or my daddy always just drop me off, you know, and they don't ask or they don't stay around. And, you know, it'd be nice for them to see what I'm doing and how I'm involved. So I just want to make that appeal. You know, please, if you can, just come in long enough to sit in and be interactive with your child, and that way you all can have an even stronger dialogue about the events that took place that. So that's my little two cents, my little soapbox. But thank you for engaging and going to me with that. So for those that I've still been seeing people hop online and share and come and communicate with us, so I'm so grateful for that. Thank you so much. For those, again, just really quickly, if this is your first time tuning in, I just want to say thank you so very much for doing so. I'm Joyce Kyle, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And this is Boots on the Ground, and we host this each and every week, now on Sundays, beginning at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our guest is Crystal Chapman, Executive Director of Beautiful Spirited Women. And I'm going to ask you, if you were late tuning in, please go back and listen to the replay. The replays are always available within a few minutes of the show ending. So I would just give it approximately 10 minutes. Usually available very, very shortly after the show is over. So if there's any part that you have missed, you can always go back and listen to the replay. In addition, share this information with other people. I cannot stress that enough. The more that you share, the more opportunities that this organization and others like it are able to reach those young people, the women, and I'm getting ready to start Bold Spirited Men. So we've got, but the more you share the show, the more you have the opportunity to get connected and have someone who can use the information to actually hear it and be able to interact. So, Crystal, what I would like for you to do is just share with our listening audience the best ways to get in touch with you.
Okay, we have several, like, social media sites. You can connect with us on Facebook at BSW Blessings, or you can like our Facebook page at Beautiful Spirited Women. We have Instagram at BSW Teens. We have Twitter at BSW Teens. We have Snapchat at BSW Teens. And our new website is almost done, so we are excited about that at BeautifulSpiritedWomen.org. So, we are excited about that. You'll be able to see all our events, everything that we have coming up for the following year. You'll be able to donate to our organization through the website. If you would like to donate today, you can do that through PayPal at beautifulspiritedwomen@gmail.com, or you can go to a local Regions Bank and deposit at Beautiful Spirited Women. So we have several ways that you can stay connected with us, and we just so blessed to be able to keep these connections with everyone that support BSW.
All right, so there you have it, listening audience. We do have various ways of being able to connect with this wonderful organization. And, Crystal, I wanted to ask if you all are accepting volunteers, and if so, what is the process for that?
Yes, we are accepting volunteers. We're going to open those doors back up. We have been focusing on building the chapter and seeing who is dedicated to the ministry. So we're looking at For our 7th year anniversary, we're looking at open the doors back up to volunteers. You will have to be a certified mentor, so you will have to go through a new membership training. And BSW received the new mentorship training through the Memphis Grizzlies Foundation. So we have partnered with Memphis Grizzlies Foundation for our leadership training, and all our training will come through Memphis Grizzlies Foundation. So you will have to go through the training and be screened for a background check. So we are trying to make all of our workshops and all our surroundings for our youth as safe as possible. And right now we want it to be a home for our teenage girls to be able to feel at home away from home. And our new blessing that we're trying to forcefully put together, we're trying to build a home or purchase a home right in the heart of city of Memphis to have a home for our beautiful spirited teenage girls. So that is a spirit that I am really gearing toward, and any help, any donations that anyone have, $5, $10, $15, or even $10,000 would be such a blessing to be able to create this home for our teenage girls. And in this home, they will be able to learn everything, I mean everything, that they need to be successful in life. So this is our new project we're working on. So
wow, wonderful, wonderful. So listening audience, listen up. He provided a lot of different avenues to be able to connect, different ways that you can donate. This program does so many wonderful things. And if you're not familiar with them, then I just strongly encourage you to become familiar with them. And as you said at the top of the show, this is coming into their 7th year. But they have been actively engaged in the community for a very long time. So while it may be their 7th year in terms of just putting a time date on it, they have been involved with the community for years. So you are supporting an organization that has the longevity, has the heart, has the passion for the work for our young people. And I am a true advocate of and believer that we have to start with our young people. You know, as I shared with you all at the beginning, walking into a new life mission, but that doesn't just start with adults. You know, our young people are seeing and hearing too much violence, too much abuse at a young age. And last month was actually Teen Dating Violence and Prevention Awareness Month. And so my belief is that just because the National Month of Awareness ends, that shouldn't stop the conversation from moving forward and transitioning that conversation into change and into tangible resources that will help our young people so that they can make informed decisions as it relates to, you know, all aspects of their lives. So please consider working with this organization, giving to this organization, not just in your time, but also in your finances. So I do want to ask you if there is anything else that you would want the listening audience to take away about BSW, about you as an individual, about what you would like to see to go forward in the days and months and weeks, you know, years ahead with the organization, and just how can we as a community support you?
Well, honestly, you know, from our dear Heavenly Father, it is truly a blessing to be a true example and to be chosen as an individual to lead such prestige organization that I can honestly say. But from day one, I did not know where this program was going to end up. All I heard was that inner voice telling me what to do. I didn't know who to talk to, who to go to, who to start paperwork with, who to, you know, connect with, or anything. I was very clueless. But you know, just hearing him and him giving me that, you know, inner voice and telling me, I felt comfortable in my heart that he has my back. And from day one at IHOP, April the 19th of 2009, when I first had the meeting of bringing this organization to life, there were several women that was there that day that is still here to this day. And it is so powerful to, and I'm getting teary-eyed because it is so hard to keep people around because everyone don't agree with everyone. Everyone don't, you know, like certain things that you do. Everyone, you know, everything could be going, it's just like a relationship. It's just like a marriage. Everything could be going good, you know, for a minute, and then something, a curveball may come, and then you may have,
right.
you know, some people say, well, I don't want to be in that organ. I don't want to be around, but I won't call their names, but they know who they are. But these ladies have stood by BSW side since day one, and they have stood the course in. And we don't get paid for this. This is an organization yeah. that gives and provides mm-hmm. Free workshops for these teenage girls. We put our monies together. We put our fundraisers together. We have not, you know, received government, you know, funding or big loans or big grants or anything of that nature. Everything has been primarily our Facebook friends, everybody who loves BSW, $5, $10, it adds up. And for people to know and to understand how powerful that is, for people to come together and say, hey, here's $5, put it toward BSW, it means a lot. It means a lot that people understand and trust in our vision that we are trying to make a major impact, you know, on the girls in the community. A lot of people say, you know, y'all need to be on the news. Y'all need to be on here. Y'all need to be on there. No, we don't. We right in the right place where we need to be at. And right. you know, the thing is getting the awareness out or getting the information out in the right way. But we are here for the girls. We're not here for show. We're not here to be seen. We're not here for that. We're here for a strong relationship and trying to develop a positive setting for these teenage girls because I used to be one. I know what it feels like to be depressed. I know what it feels like to have, you know, low self-esteem. I know what it feels like to be alone or feel loneliness or, you know, feel a certain type of way. So just imagine what these girls are feeling today. You know, we wait to see them, you know, act up. We wait to see them, you know, get pregnant at a young age, and then we voice our opinion when they're doing bad. But what about them when they're trying to do right? What about them when they're trying to be on the right track? And that's why we brought the Kidpreneurs in for the Teen Explosion. We're going to honor six girls that already have their business, and all these young ladies are under the age of 15 years old. They are already,
wow.
They already have their organizations. They already have their business. They're running their business right now like empires, like entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And we have ladies our age still don't know what their purpose is. So that's where the brunch comes in at. So we have different avenues and different ways as an organization where we try to uplift our ladies and our teenage girls. So any chance that any of you all get that want to just come an hour, 2 hours every other month to just, you know, give back, we will love to have you. We will love to have you.
Well, I am committed working with you all and doing different things. And, you know, it's not even about walking into a new life, which is, you know, our organization. This is about Joyce Kyle and just feeling the passion that you have. And, you know, you started making me teary-eyed because I started reflecting back on different things and different people and how, you know, everybody is just not equipped to take this walk with you, and I equip it for this journey, and it hurts, especially when mm-hmm. you see and know what the needs are of the community, and you want everybody to support it and be engaged and help, and you just get excited, and then people just start kind of falling away. For, you know, and sometimes it's for things that are going on in their lives, and you understand. And then sometimes
right.
it's because it's about them not getting their shine, or, you know, you're not on television, or you're not doing this, you're not going there. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because that's not what this is about. That's not what the true ministry is about. Yes, it's nice to be acknowledged. It's nice to get paid. It's nice for all of those things. But you also have to have the heart and the spirit and the commitment. Doing work as a grassroots, doing the work as a nonprofit, it's hard. And it,
yes.
and it's daily and it's constant. You know, and sometimes you want to stop and you can't. You know, you,
yes.
but I, and so I always say you take a break because you need self-care, but just don't stop. Just keep moving. And that's, you know, that's part of why walking into a new life is named what it is, because it's about a walk. It's about a journey. It's
yes.
about
mm-hmm.
moving forward and walking your own way and your own race and your own journey, because we all have to do it at our own pace. So I'm just so grateful.
Yes.
For you, Crystal, I am grateful for your organization. The community thanks you for your continued love for us, and I'm so appreciative and happy to know that you have expanded as much as you have, and I pray that you continue to grow. I want to see BSW in all 50 states, and I believe that
yes.
it can happen. You know, so just keep going,
yes.
keep moving forward. I thank you so much, and I'm going to actually have you come back with a final word in just a moment. I just want to share with everyone, because this is our first time here after taking, you know, a break, as I said at the top of the hour. You know, we had to take a break and regroup and refresh and renew. So new night, new day, new time, loving the changes that we've made. I want to thank IBEW, the Johnny Dawson Foundation, who did bless our organization with $10,000 in December, which was
yay.
An unexpected windfall. Yes, that was awesome. So, you know, just keep doing the work, and that's why I'm sharing it, because we've never
yes.
had anyone to reach out and give us that type of money, because we're not government
yes.
funded either. You know,
well,
we're just
out there
doing so. Yes, ma'am. So, you know, It's a blessing, and, you know, I want to be able to share that with people. I want folks who are not as familiar with walking into a new life to be aware that we
yes.
do Pamper and Support Days once a quarter, and they're for victims, survivors, and for advocates who are affected by domestic abuse in some way or who are pouring into those individuals. So we're planning our next one. So we will be announcing the exact date and time of that within the next week, as we're putting the final touches to that, a relocation program. So if you're needing to leave a situation, that we can help you to do that safely and get you relocated to an area where you can not only survive but thrive. So if you need to transition from here to Minnesota, then we want to be able to help you do that. If you're needing flex spending cards, which is another service that we offer, in case you are just running a little bit low on, say, some groceries, or you need to pay on a bill, you know, it's a small card, small Visa card, but it allows you to be able to just feel a little bit of relief. And then most of all, and what I love about what you said with the Kidpreneurs, is that we're trying to encourage our young women who have gone through abuse but have, you know, we talk about that side hustle all the time. How many women do you know that cook, bake, sew, they do hair,
right.
they do nails? Those are businesses. And I want those ladies to understand they can turn what they're doing into a viable business. And we want to provide them with a small stipend to help them to achieve that goal. And, you know, these are just some of the things that we're doing. So I just want to put that out there, especially for the new people who are listening, because I want you to know that we are really active and engaged and focus on the idea of not just telling you to leave. We want to put some things in your hands that will allow you to make that transition in a safe way, in a healthy way, in a holistic way. So, you know, just again, just wanted to share those different points with you all. Our website is wianl.org. Again, that's wianl.org. We're also on Facebook as Walking Into a New Life. We're on Instagram. And if you just go to the website, we're on Twitter, so just different social media platforms. But if you go to the website, wianl.org, there you'll be able to connect with all our other social media platforms. You can donate. And as Crystal said, you know, $1, $5, $10, $10,000, $100,000, you know, whatever you have to give, it is helping those individuals to achieve the goals that they need so that we can have a society filled with healthy, strong men and women who can then pay it forward. And I believe if we each one teach one and each one reach back out for another one, we can make a world of difference in our community. My last point in terms of walking into a new life and just domestic violence itself, Crystal, I want to thank you for allowing me and our organization to partner with you all and participate in programs as it relates to domestic violence, sexual assault. As many people who are familiar with me know, you know, I am a survivor of both. And my experiences started with this when I was a teenager. So, you know, I feel like some of the choices that I made and some of the thoughts that I had as a teen, had I been redirected, talked to, mentored, counseled in a different way, then it could have potentially to shape the decisions that I made as a teen that spilled over into my adult life. And as I often share with people, you know, 16 for me, I don't want you to be 37, which is when I transitioned out of abuse for good. I don't want to see another 16, 17-year-old go through those things and you find yourself almost 40. Before you leave. So, you know, this your organization is important to me professionally, but it's also important to me personally. So I just wanted to share that with you publicly, how much I truly do appreciate the work that you do. You all hold a very dear place in my heart. Those of you who are listening and want to connect with Walking Into a New Life further, please email us at info@wianl.org. Again, it's wianl.org. If you want to volunteer, if you want to donate, if you just want more information, if you want us to come in and do a presentation, if you have collaborative opportunities, we are open to all of it. 2016 brought about the largest homicide that we've had, a record number of homicides for Memphis, Tennessee. And the two biggest reasons that were named were gang-related issues and domestic violence. So there is a need. There is a need for the work that I do. There's a need for the work that Crystal does. There's a need for the work that takes place with so many different social causes in our area. So no matter where you're listening around the world, please, please, please make sure that you tune in to us each and every week. Share this radio broadcast with those in your circle of responsibility. And if it's not information that you need, if you share it, then you will likely come across someone who will go, you know what, I want to get to know more about that organization. I want to be a part of that. Here, and this is how they're able to do it. So, Crystal, as we wrap up, as we're coming down to our last couple of minutes, what I would like to ask of you is just to share any last points, any last comments that you would have. And again, just to reiterate to our listening audience how they can reach you.
Yes, Ms. Joy Cowles, I just want to go back to the beginning of thanking you so much for allowing BSW to be on air on tonight. But I did want to iterate on BSW. Will be a big advocate of domestic violence every year. We are making it known in our organization because of there is a lot of teens that do suffer from domestic violence. So we're going to make that very known in our organization and giving back to the domestic violence in our organization. So we are very geared and happy about that. Every year is going to be different. Every year is going to be visual. So, of course, we will need your help, hopefully, again this year if you don't have anything planned.
Oh.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward because I have a new idea, and I think you will love it. So we will get together on that. But my hope is for us to just bring a resource to our community that will bring all youth girls together in a positive setting and just to develop strong relationships with them. We need more mentors. We need especially women because we all have made mistakes in our lives growing up. And I feel like we can be a great example for the girls that's growing up in our communities. And we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to have our lives together. But that's the reason why these workshops are put in place so we all can come together to make that powerful journey interesting for the girls. But I just want to encourage every listener, do not neglect the gift that God has given you. Even if it's not giving back to youth girls, there is something that's inside of you, maybe burning or boiling, your purpose in life. Step out on that purpose. And any chance that you do get, give back. Give back in your community. It don't take money, but just go somewhere, find a program. It don't have to be BSW, but we would love to have you. But give back at least 4 hours a month or 1 hour every week to a youth program. You will be amazed at the stories and the things that they go through on an everyday basis because we went through it. But we encourage you to join someone today during a youth program. So that's our word of encouragement, Ms. Joyce Cowles.
Oh, thank you so much, and I appreciate you being a guest on the show. I want to just make sure that everyone is aware that on next Monday, March 13th, we're going to be hosting a webinar. The webinar is called Program and Resource Development, and it's for individuals who are either working in leadership or are considering working in leadership. We want to make sure that you understand that there are programs and resources available and how to channel in on those resources, how to create programs that will actually help to enhance where you are. And, again, it's for leaders and those who are aspiring to be leaders. It's absolutely free. It's from 7 until 8. I want to encourage you to take advantage. And it is something that we're hosting. And it's available on Eventbrite. But you can also, if you're on Facebook, go to Walking Into a New Life page. We're also going to post it tonight on our website. So having said that, excuse me, you all. Excuse me because I am still fighting a cold. So thank you for listening. Thank you for engaging. I do hope that you all will take advantage of that training next Monday. And, again, it's free. All the details will be available online on our Facebook page as well as Eventbrite and our website. So having said that, thank you so much, Mrs. Crystal. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
We appreciate each and every listener. Every time you all show up on this show, it is a reminder that the work that we are attempting to do is going forward and that people are listening. I just ask that you please continue to share the information and keep listening out as we continue to do our very best to bring you guests that will provide you with the information, news, and resources for your area of responsibility and enjoy the things to be able to give you those resources that you need so that you can move forward with the organization's plan, purpose that you've been commissioned. So with that, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We look forward to having you tune in with us again on next week. I'm Joyce Kyle, Executive Director of Walking Into Its Life. Thank you for tuning in to Boots on the Ground. Be blessed.